ends the Shir Shvi special schus for Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara. And the schus of Jeremy Wernick Shlita, who encouraged me to give these shiurim, we're going to be learning Shabbat Shuva, Hazinu, Tav Reish Lamed Hei. The process of tshuva includes two stages that are alluded to in the words Kapaseach Shar Ledovke B'Shuva, what we say in the poem of Chol Ma'aminim. He opens up a gate for those who knock and do tshuva. The first matzav is the matzav that precedes the defika, when the gate is closed, when a person knocks and the gate is closed. So in such an instance, a person has to be mizbatel and know that there's nothing other than Hashem. After he has this recognition, he becomes a new person, he does tshuva. And this process is identical to the mahalach of the Bria. First, there was a matzav of bittul, and there was a matzav of Bria Chadash, of a new creation after this nullification. So let's see this Vasemis inside. There's a beautiful kuntras written by Rav Arya Handler. It's the teachers in Shalavim, which I recommend. It's Rosh's Vasemis of Shabbat Shuva, so he helps understand. He has good hakdamas and footnotes. Pasech Shal Dovke B'Shuva Ki Ikara Tshuva L'Hamshi Chiyus Mechadosh. The primary tshuva is to draw this new life. Through this, you can fix everything you messed up, because you become a new person, as the Rambam says in Nuchos Tshuva, in the second parak, in Nuchos Dalet, Midarki Tshuva, etc. U'mishane Shmo, he changes his name. I'm a different person. I am not that same person who did those deeds. So that's the inyan of becoming a birya chadasha, a new person. First, a person has to become bottle, like this tohu vavo, this nothingness, this chaos, this emptiness, no real form, this darkness. And then afterwards, that's the process of creation. Afterwards, God spoke and there was light. Bal Tshuvas has to know that he has no reality in existence, only what God gives to him. Ve'osios tshuva hu tohu vavohu v'shin merumas al choshech. So you have the tshuva. What's the tof? Tof is tohu. What's the vav beis hey? Vavohu, that's this emptiness, this nothingness, this primordial chaos. And then the shin is a remez, choshech. There's darkness. V'acharkach niftoch lo shar apon akodim shenemar olav yes sagur. We know there's a pasuk in Yecheskel in the 46th chapter, in the first pasuk. Ko'amar Hashem Elokim shar achotzer apnim is the gate of the internal chotzer. Ponekodim that faces east, Yesagor Sheshis Mea Maisa, will be closed 6 days, will be Yom HaShabbos Yiposach, will be Yom HaChodesh Yiposach. This is a pasuk that Sosemis references many, many times to show us that on Shabbos everything opens up. Yom HaShabbos Yiposach, this gate that's normally closed, and Shabbos it opens up. So first you have this Tov of all this darkness, and then when a person does Tshuva, it opens. V'dovke b'tshuva mechal shu sagar. They're knocking to do tshuva because it's closed. So first it's closed, there's nothingness, there's bittul. And then it opens up. Yom HaShabbos Yipasach. And that's why we have this notion of Shabbos Shuva. V'lachem b'Shabbos Kodesh nakol lasha b'tshuva yom HaShabbos Yipasach. Therefore on Shabbos it's easy to do tshuva, because on Shabbos this gate opens up. So the avod of Yimei Achol is avod of Hispatlas, a matzav of Tov. That's Makdim, that precedes the great light that comes afterwards. Shabbos, that comes after Yemos HaChol, brings the Psichas HaShe'arim. And then there's this new Chiyus that comes from Tshuva. So it's beautiful. All week long, it's dark, it's closed. We have to be Mevatel ourselves, Zainin Gornished, or nothing. And then comes Shabbos, Yom HaShabbos Yiposach. Then the gate opens up. First we knock, Poseach Shadov give it Shuva. First there's the Defika, there's the knocking, and then Hashem opens it up, and on Shabbos we can come in, we become a Birya Chadasha, and we get this beautiful new light. We move now 2, Ha'azinu, Tov Reish Lamed Vav. The Avos are called Dovkei B'Tshuva because they pave the way to do tshuva by being Dovek, by clinging to their midos. We also can do tshuva. This is Dabkus, is done when we do mitzvahs mitoch Yira and Ava that leave their mark and bring us to tshuva. B'Shem Adoni Avi Zikni Mori V'Rabi, in the name of my grandfather, Chedusha Arim, Yitzhak Meir Migur, Shehigida Mashakasa Pesach Shalad Dovkei B'Tshuva, who said on this line in the poem, who opens up the gate to those who knock and do tshuva, knock for tshuva, Kihema Avos Avram Yitzchok V'Yaakov Nikru Dovkei B'Tshuva V'Advar Matikim V'Divrei Pi Chacham Chein. And these Dovkei B'Tshuva are Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, and this is well known, and the words of the wise are charming. So this Chedush HaRim is Ala Torah, Naser Simei Tshuva, Shabbat Tshuva, Dibur HaMaschil HaPoseach, and later on, Tafresh Nun Beis, in the first shtickle, this Vasemis writes, Ki Avos Hem Nekraim Dovkei B'Tshuva, the Avos are called Dovkei B'Tshuva, Kem Krovim Rishonim Ala Tshuva Ki Adu, because they're the closest to Tshuva, as is well known. His son, the Imraim, is in Shabbat Tshuva, Tafresh Ayin Aleph, in the first piece, writes, Adoni Avizikni, Zal Omar Al Poseach Shabbat Dovkei B'Tshuva, Shekabani La Avos. So the Dovkei B'Tshuva, the Avos, Gam Omar, Shekol Echod, Mi Yisrael, Yesh L'Nekuda, Mi Avram Avinu, Ola V'Shalom, V'Alzeh Omar Avram, Shein Hashem Yisbarach, V'Alzeh Omar Magin Avram, Shein Hashem Yisbarach, Megil, Anakuda, Zol, Shein Yisrael, Yitzkal, Kalkalo, Ha'yidei Chatoim. So that's this Magin Avram. What's the Magin Avram? The shield of Abraham, that we all have this Nekuda Pnimis, that of this Jewish spark, that God guards. That's Magin Avram, that's not Miskalkal, Ha'yidei Chatoim. And afterwards, this is Imriamis, we have Tchias HaMesim, which is the next bracha, that even though we become like a mason, nevertheless that nekuda never goes away. That's mala, the person, and that's the source of his tchias hamason. Tafresh Sadi Gimel, that's 1933. Not so long ago, my father was already born by then. The Imre Amos writes, Ha'av Zolzayin Gesundenstag. Ha'avos dovkin b'tshuva b'shari lev b'nei Yisrael shirin d'liba v'zeh d'chsiv kol dodi doifek ha'avos misayim lasas tshuva gimel chalon shev lev k'nek bim ha'avos. The avos are dovek b'tshuva, they knock tshuva in the hearts of the Jewish people, shirin d'liba, the gates of the heart, and that's what it means, kol dodi doifek, the voice of my beloved knocks. Those are the avos who help us do tshuva. Three openings in a person's heart connected the three avos. Tafresh Pei Tes, that's 1929. In the third shtickle, he says in the name of the Sfasemis, his father, Dovkei B'Tshuva Ma'avos, Avos Mispalim Over Tshuva Shel B'neim, the avos daven for the tshuva of their children, because every sin has something that has to do with the avos. His father is Avonim, is Avon Avosam. You have to confess, it says in the Pasuk, by Yikra, this, your sins and the sins of your forefathers. So what does that mean? It means every sin has a shtickle of the forefathers in there, and therefore when you do tshuva, says the Zimri Amos, it also is no get to their tshuva. So we'll go back to the Sfasemis, even though there's more to quote here. Just like the others are Dovkei B'Tshuva, so too, if we follow their midas, we can also be Dovkei B'Tshuva. V'um HaShikosuv, Chui Machim Dvarim, that's what it says in Haftarah Shabbat Shuvah, take with you words, Veshuvu El Hashem, and return to Hashem, Shadi HaTorah B'Techilu V'Rechimu, that Torah has to be with love and with fear. Techilu is fear, Rechimu is love. So it's Chui Machim Dvarim. Dvarim are words of Torah, Shadi Torah, and the Torah has to be Techilu V'Rechimu, like it says in Tikkuni Zohar, a famous line, Torah mitzvah below techilah v'rechim lo yechilus l'sa'akul amekim kodem ka, that Torah and tefillah without love and fear can't go in front of God. V'zeshkasu v'imachem kikol mitzvah v'torah shu techilah v'rechim lo nishar mimenu reshima b'leiv ha'adam, because every mitzvah and every Torah that's with love and fear, there is this reshima, this mark made in the heart of a person. Rav Handler suggests that there are three elements here. There's the chilu, which is fear, it's a mitzvah of Yitzchak. There's Rechimu, which is the Midah of Avram. And these two Midahs are included in the Midah of Yaakov. Yaakov is Torah. That's Yaakov's Midah, Torah, Teferis, Torah and Mitzvahs. So that's what leaves a mark in a person. That he has the fear of Yitzchak, the love of Avram, when he's doing Torah and Mitzvahs, which is Yaakov Avinu. That's what leaves a mark in a person. So Kui Machem, take with you Dvarim, these words of Torah. So you get to take it with you. It leaves a reshima on your lave. And through this, you're zochet the tshuva kanal, as we said. In other words, Hashem is poseach the shayal dovke b'shuva, the dovke b'shuva Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And if we're dovek to their midos, we can be dovke b'shuva. And that's what it means, chui mechem dvarim, if we have Torah with techilu and rechimu, which is a rems to the gimel avos, Torah Yaakov, techilu Yitzchak, rechimu Avram, then we can take this imachem, and every mitzvah in Torah is going to make a reshima on the heart of a person, and then we will be the doifke b'seshuva. Beautiful. So now we're moving to Parshas Vayelech. Shabbos Shuva, Tov Reish Lamed Zayin. There's a difference in Yemos HaChol and Shabbos with regard to Tshuva. The Sfasemis always makes this topology of Shabbos and Chol and what each one represents. So during the week, Shara Tshuva is the Shara Knesset Lolam HaPnimi Sagor. You have to be Dofek. If you're Dofek during the week, the Shara is open on Shabbos. The Psicha on Shabbos allows one to elevate the Yemos HaChol to the level of Tshuva, to the Shorash Elyon, to the root of existence. Together with this, this is the distinction between Shabbos and the weekday. During the week, you need avod nishtadlus. Shabbos is lachsos benoam Hashem. It's an andere tzigang, a different approach. So let's see. Sok the heiliges vasemis. Aposeach shal adovke b'shuva. Bevadai hi mashikasuv. Lishkar al dososai. It says in Mishlei, Ashrei Adam Shomeali. Lishkar al dososai yom yom lishmar mezuzos pisch. That a fortunate is a person who listens to me to sit by my doors every day to guard the mezuzahs of my opening. Over medrash delis lefnim mi delis, it says in Dvarim Rabbah, ma'olish kod al del sosai, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if you went to daven in shul, don't stand on the pesach achitzon and daven there. Go delis lefnim mi delis, a door within a door. It doesn't say dal sai, my door dal si, it says dal sosai, there are two doors. Why? Lama Kain says the Medrash, Shakadush Baruch Hu, Moineb Siyoscha counts your steps, Venosin Chaschar, Nosin Chaschar, and gives a reward. So this Medrash was explained by the Sfasemis in Kisavo. And for our purposes, we need to know that this Delis Lefnimi Delis is the two levels that a person works, the external and the internal. If a person's on the outer door, so that's a external perception of his spiritual situation. Delis lefnimi delis is you go to the pnimius, to the inner world of spirituality. And that obviously relates to tshuva. We have to go deep inside and not just be external. So let's see back inside. Umedrish delis lefnimi delis vushara chotzer apnimius. And this delis lefnimi delis, this internal pnimiustika door, is the shara chotzer apnimius, this internal gate that 6 days is closed and on Shabbos it opens up, like we saw in the first shtickel. Kolamai Hashem Elokim Shara Chatzir Apnimis Upon Akadmi Yasagur Sheish Tzmei Amaseh V'yom HaShabbos Yipasach V'chomot Yipasach. So during the 6 days it's closed and on Shabbos it's opened up. So Kufima she'adam doifek bimei ha'maisa mechalal she'nikra doifek hu sharas asagur v'aydeza defika b'chol HaKadosh Baruch Hu posech lehem shar b'shabbos. To the extent that a person is doifek during the week, if he's doifek, that means that the gate is closed. Mechalal, it implies that if he's knocking, the gate is closed. V'aydeza defika, by this knocking b'chol during the week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Poseach lem Shabbos, Shabbos Hashem opens up the gate on Shabbos. So during the week you knock, and then on Shabbos he pasach, the gate opens up like it says in Yecheskel, the physical gate and the spiritual gate that you get closer to Hashem. Even during the week, we can arouse this element of this aspect of Shabbos. Like we wrote elsewhere, Ladai Kaloshan, it says, Beyom Shabbos Yiposach, and Shabbos Shabbos, it will be open. Double Le Meimar, Yepasuch. Should say, it will be open, Yepasuch. That would have been more correct. But the Yiposach is Merames, Shabbos Umaftech, Leftoach, Ahezger, Gambi Mea Maisa. Shabbos is the key to open up this closing. Even during the week, Shabbos elevates the week. That's why all week long we say on Rishon the Shabbos, Sheni the Shabbos, Shlishi the Shabbos. We're always remembering Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos elevates the days of action, of deed, to the Shorash Elyon, to the root of existence, which is Me'ein Olam Haba. And that's why we add a little Shabbos before Shabbos starts, we add a little afterwards, to even make the weekdays Shabbos stick. And that's tshuva, where everything returns. What does tshuva mean? Tshuva means everything returns to the source. That's all week long we're in a physical world, and then Shabbos gives it its spiritual reality. So Shabbos is an opening of this the Hezger HaChomri, this material closed. We're closed because of all our material pursuits during the week. So Shabbos opens it up even during the week. If we're miskasher to the nekuda of Shabbos, then everything becomes whole even during the week. Famous pasuk in Tehillim. One thing I ask from Hashem, I should sit in the house of God all the days of my life. Perish. In kol mevukashe adam rak achas yochel oirer b'chinas Shabbos tamid k'mo la'asid yeim shekula Shabbos. That if my whole mevukash is only one, and he could be ma'orah the b'chin of Shabbos always, like in the future, Yom Shekulo Shabbos. If you want Shabbos to inform and inspire and impact your week, so your whole mevukash achas sha'alti, there has to be one she'ela, one request, and that should be shifti b'veis Hashem lachzos b'noam Hashem. Then you can always be ma'orah. You can always be ma'orah Shabbos. Just like La'as said that it's going to be Yom Shekulo Shabbos. We want to make this world a shtickle Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And that's by always connecting to Shabbos. And then we can imbue the weekdays with Shabbos, with the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Noam, the pleasantness of Shabbos. Afal Pichain Bivadai Yehevresh Ben Yemei Amaisa L'Shabbos Lachazos Ben Noam Hashem Hu B'Shabbos Ulevaker Be'echol Hu B'Mei Amaisa. So lachzos b'noam Hashem is passivity, and that's Shabbos. Ulevaker beheichalo, bikur is bikoret, is you're checking it out like an animal that's been bikur 4 days before. So you're examining. That's by the way, pshat bikur cholim, says Rav Futner. It's not visiting; it's bikur. You have to see. You have to see what's wrong. What needs to be done. Ulevaker beheichalo. Lachazos b'noam Hashem is on Shabbos, and levaker v'heicholo is during the week. Shetzrichem avoda kamo shehu shehaya gam kodem amaisa la'avdo l'shamra. That we need avoda like it was before the chait of la'avdo l'shamra. Hashem put Adam Rishon and Gan Eden to work. So we're in this Gan. We're in this Gan Eden, but we have to work. And then if we work, then we could be Zoche. We could be Zoche to feel the Gan Eden. So, Bimei HaMaisa is Levaker VeHecholo. As you have to go to the Hechol and check and see how things are. Try to get ourselves closer to Hashem. And Shabbos is passive. Lachzos B'Noam Hashem. We're just looking at the pleasantness of Hashem. So we see that through the week you have to knock. During the week we're outside, you knock and then you come in on Shabbos, and Shabbos it opens up. But Shabbos is also an opening that the whole week should be Shabbostic. You have to imbue your whole week with Shabbos. But at the end of the day, even if you imbue your week with Shabbos, it's still not Shabbos. Like the Bali Musa say that all year long should be like Elul, but Elul is still Elul. So all week long should be Shabbostic, but Shabbos is still Shabbos. So during the week you work, Lavdo L'Shamra, and And then comes Shabbos, and then Yolachzos B'Noam Hashem. Top, Baruch Hashem B'Siyata D'Shmaya. We learned a number of very beautiful pieces in this Vasemis. And we should zocha to continue. Lomo d'olam yedvishma v'lasis l'kayim. It's called Debre Sam Torah Sabi Ahava. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved.